Number four, you have indifferent mothers. Indifferent. He is God. Let him do whatever he likes. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 18. Number five, you have inaccessible mothers. They are always like this. With a wall between them and their children. The children cannot trust them. The children cannot talk to them. The children cannot.
Yes.
Out. Hello. I'm going to Costa Rica. Hello. Prince Charles wants to see me. Hello. I'm going to go and meet the house there. Different. Let me tell you this. Please listen to the next statement I'm about to make. The night is always cold. Colder than the morning and the afternoon. And it is not every fabric that can handle cold. If it is winter time, you can't wear what Mrs. Oyinsan is wearing. Your life can be divided into morning, afternoon, evening, and night. And I'm speaking from 1 Kings chapter 1. The Bible says that David was old and he was cold. So they brought clothes to cover him, but he couldn't be warm. So they decided to go bring Abishai, one girl, thinking that. So there are different kinds of clothes and fabrics. One of them is your children, is your child. Hear the next thing I'm about to say. The child you nurture today will nourish you in the evening of your life. Don't forget, I'm not talking about biological alone. I've told you five. So those of you that are in positions of authority, you are the pastors where nobody can access you. This is how you walk in church. You're in charge of everything. Nobody can come near you. You carry your Gucci like this or your Louis Vuitton. Nobody. You'll be walking as if you have a stroke. Your neck is like this. Nobody can access you. Madam, well done. It will soon be evening. Time is going. It will soon be night. When it will be cold, and you will need a covering cloth. Don't be indifferent. In the evening of your life, may you not be alone. Number six, we have competitive mothers. Me too, I want to get. Me too, I want to go to buy. Me too, I want to. Me too, I want to buy a ring. They can't afford it too, so they keep piling up debts, competing and competing. Children that succeed are not the children of buying mothers; they are the children of praying mothers. I carried them to so. They are on vacation. I carried them to this. They are this. All the countries of the world have taken my children. What else do they need? See the way. It's more than that. This one is funny. Number seven, perfectionists. If the cup drops, she will slap you. Pop! Can't you see? When you return from church, you just sang in the choir. Your mother said, come here. Come here. Go! So what did I do? I saw you in the choir. Others were dancing like this. You were dancing like this. You scattered the choir. Perfectionist. I know what I'm talking about. Everything must be. When she's coming like this, you behave. You switch. You change from sex station on your TV. Because your mommy has come. You change to TBN. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because mommy has come. Perfectionists. Which one are you? Number eight, careless mothers. There's nothing they can't wear. I thought Mr. Adeji must say we're going to pray. We're going to pray very soon. We just pray. But prayer is what I'm doing for you now. This one will make you pray small and pray less. careless. They are very careless. They gossip about everybody while their children are there. And when they see the mama, see, we thank God for you. And the children are confused. You just talked about her. You just talked about that woman. I learned my lesson many years ago. Was she 5 or so? Year old daughter. My sister and I were gossiping about a lady that came to learn something from my sister. I think that girl is pregnant. And you know she's not married. She's pregnant. The following day, the girl appeared. My daughter ran. Pressed her to me. Auntie, are you pregnant? My mommy and my auntie were talking about you yesterday in our house. You know children now. If God should put a microphone in your bedroom, a hidden microphone, and put the loudspeaker in your pastor's house. Because in all honesty, that is the truth. The Bible says, cause not a king, not even your bedchamber. The bird of the air will carry it. The woman said in her heart, if I can only touch. So how did heaven hear? There's a microphone attached to your heart. God is hearing. But I like this last one. Complete mothers. They are not perfect, but they are complete. They take care of the spiritual. They take care of the financial. They look good. They take care of themselves. They take care of their ministry. They take care of their husbands. May you be that woman. In the name of Jesus. My time is almost up. Now we want to pray. This is, I cannot believe I said Winning Edge is coming to Ghana. It is done. I should not be afraid. Are you ready to pray? Stand up. The first prayer point. I want you to pray for your first child. The book of Psalm 89 verse 25. Please run your fingers on the keyboard. Psalm 89 verse 25. Firstborns are not born, they are made. There are battles against firstborns. Please join your hand with somebody. Mention your first child's name, whether in the ministry, whether adopted, whether biological. You call the... Just 10 minutes. That's what I'm leading you now. Now, let's call the name of Jesus and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my first child. You are the excellency of dignity. You are the beginning of our strength. In the name of Jesus, add it unto, you will not be stranded. You will excel. It shall be well with you. You will not be at the mercy of your mates. In the name of Jesus, you will not be wasted. The blood of Jesus covers you. You will not be at the mercy of your siblings. God will lift your head. God will do you good. God will show you mercy. You will fulfill purpose. You will fulfill destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Leave that person's hand. Take another person's hand. The next prayer point, I'm praying just for 10 minutes. I'm taking it from the book of Lamentations, chapter 2, verse number 16. Lamentations 2:16 says, all your enemies have opened their mouth against you. They hiss and they gnash their teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Certainly, this is the day that we looked for. There is a day, or there are days that the enemy looks for. I'm telling you. Some people, it is their children's wedding day. Some, it is the graduation day. So you are going to pray right now. On my days of joy, nobody will represent me. In the name of Jesus, I have labored over children. Biological, ministerial, destiny children, adopted children, natural children. When they are now successful, when I should be reaping, when I should be happy, when I should be settled, nobody will represent me. I plead the blood of Jesus upon the days. The enemy is looking for the day, but you will not find it. Satan, you will not find the day. I hide my days in the blood of Jesus. You said this is the day that you look for. You found it. You will not see my own. You will not find my days of joy. You will not find my days of joy. You will not find my days of joy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. That amen is not good at all. prayer point, you will not hold anybody's hand. You want to pray it for yourself. Please listen. Last year, there was a situation in America. One man was going to be nominated a justice, highest in his career, when one woman stood up and said, he raped me. Where we went? So. I was in the U.S. at that time. I fight for women. I don't know whether it happened or it didn't happen, but I got a prayer point from there. When that man was nothing, the woman didn't show up. Because it happened 36 years ago. When that man was struggling, the woman did not show up. It was when he was to be elevated. So this next prayer point, at the junction of my glory, at the junction of my children's glory, I silence opposing voices. At the junction of our glory, I silence opposing. You better pray. Pray. You will get the tape. Pray. At the junction of our glory, I silence opposing voices. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. We have 7 more minutes to go. This next prayer point is very, very crucial. Very crucial. You are going to decree, in the evening of my life, I shall not be barren. In the evening of my life, when my mates are reaping, I shall not be mourning. I shall not be barren. Pray ahead. You know, it's possible to have labored over people and they turn against you when you need them most. God, as I age, send me more help. As I age, send me more help. As I age, send me more help. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. This one is very terrifying. Very terrifying. When Esau was about to inherit the covenant inside which the blessing was, it was his mother that stood against him. Abel was killed by his own brother. He was careless. A man was in pain. A man was angry with God. And you allowed yourself to be alone with him in the field. He was trusting and he became careless. We want to come against household enemies. Let me tell you something. When the devil cannot get enemies from outside, he raises them from inside. Some of them, cut your head for them. Except you don't want to rise. So this prayer is very, and it's scriptural. The mother said, let the curse be on me. This boy will not rise. If a mother could do that, who is a brother? One cousin. One woman said to me that her friend's mother snatched her. She became very great. She even became a governor's wife. She had said this at my meeting publicly. But she couldn't take care of her mother. She was taking care of her friend's mother. Only God knows what happened. Every time, it is that woman's voice she'll be hearing. When eventually, and that mother was praying, God, this is the evening of my life. Eventually, when God opened her eyes, she has a sister and a brother. They were going to buy a car for mama for her 75th birthday. Beloved, mama died before then. It was that kind of car. I was at the funeral. It was that kind of Mercedes that we used to carry mama's corpse. Too late. That's why we are praying. I don't care. Anybody that has decided within my household to be against me, against my children, against our progress, spreading lies. Children, you do your hands like this. I did a study on the eagle and I discovered that I learned 11 things from the eagle's life, but this one is so touching to me. The eagle usually lays 2 eggs, hatches the 2, most of the time hatches the 2 eggs. By the time the eaglets start growing, one becomes bigger than the other. 99% of the time, the bigger one kills the smaller one. Sibling rivalry. Animal scientists have not been able to know why that happens. Don't you have families where they don't greet? I have a relation that has not spoken to me in 3 years. I have another one. Cut your head, build them house, help them pay their children's school fees, do everything. When I was complaining yesterday, my husband said, they don't want to be like you, they want to be you. You give out of the blessings of God in your life for them, or you help them with their children's school fees, or you buy, I even built house. So that they would say, you are the only one not greeted me. My husband said, stop troubling yourself. They don't want to be like you. They want to be you. And they don't know the price you have paid. They don't know the pains in your heart. They don't know your own prayer points. They don't know times when you go to bed at 2 a.m. Cry. They just see your makeup and your wig. They don't know. That sibling rivalry is a terrible thing. Pray this prayer, whether you are married or not, whether you have children or not, if you have children in your bosom, children that you have raised, it may be ministry, it may be biological, it may be whatever, you will bind your children together. One woman said to me that says that when her son was going to school, she sold her jewelry, sent that boy to America. She said the boy graduated very well, met one girl, got married. The woman said, 4 years running, woman of God, my son has not called me because the wife said I'm a witch. You will bind your children together. They will not marry any girl that will come and scatter your tribe. So you will pray that prayer and then you will now add it to this. My children will not marry their enemies. They will not marry my enemies. Now pray in the name of Jesus. I bind my children together. No envious relation will scatter you. I plead the blood of Jesus upon your future. Yes, you will not be scattered. The power that raised Jesus from the dead binds you together. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Good. It has factory settings. This is how it should be. But sometimes viruses come. That's why you need to reconfigure. My children will say, Mom, we need to just reconfigure this or whatever. It's already corrupted. Virus. I stand as one that is raised as an apostle over the Mother Summit movement. And in the name that is above every name, wherever your children have been reconfigured for evil, I configure them back. Your children will matter in quarters that matter. No matter how old you are in this world, you will not bury your children. Your children will not be at the mercy of their enemies. Jehovah will lift up the heads of your children. On their days of joy, nobody will represent you. You will dance your own dance. You will laugh your own laughter. You will sing your own song. What stops women will not stop you. Cancer will not touch you. Leukemia will not come near you. You will not be wasted. All of you that are here today, and you are old enough to be married, I decree that by this time next year, you will sing for joy. All of you that are here, and you are trusting the Lord for the blessing of the womb. This is one of the things we enjoy in the Mother Summit family. I decree over you, you will carry your own twins. You will carry your own boys. You will carry your own triplets. You will carry your own girls. You will carry your own children. Today, I stand upon the authority of God's word, and I decree that your children will not suddenly become your enemies. Some of you have labored over children in ministry. You've labored over children in life. You've labored in various ways. Hear the voice of the Lord. This shall be your season of reward.
Amen.
You will not weep over your children.
Amen.
God will favor your children.
Amen.
They will succeed.
Amen.
You and your seed will prosper.
Amen.
Your children will be arrows in your hand.
Amen.
They will never be arrows in your heart.
Amen.
Nations will need your children's services.
Amen.
God will distinguish your children by His grace.
Amen.
Your children will not marry their enemies.
Amen.
Your children will not marry your enemies.
Amen.
Your children will not be at the mercy of one another.
Amen.
Each of them will prosper.
Amen.
This is the first time Mother Summit is holding in Ghana.
Yes.
We have planted. You will partake of the harvest.
Amen.
Whatever is a prayer point today, by this time next year, God will change it to a praise point.
Amen.
Every widow here, thus saith the Lord, weep no more.
Amen.
Every single parent, every divorced, every separated, I decree unto you that the worst part of your life is behind you.
Amen.
Your own garden of Eden is in the front.
Amen.
I pray for every minister of the gospel here. Some of you are wounded shepherds. Some of you are bleeding healers. May the Lord raise for you queens of Sheba.
Amen.
I decree that Isaiah chapter 6 25, beginning from verse 24, will be accomplished in your life.
Amen.
Vineyards you did not plant.
Uh-huh.
Houses you did not
uh-huh.
build. Children you didn't even remember you labored
uh-huh.
over. They will come back bringing sheaves.
Amen.
The evening of your life shall be better than the beginning.
Amen.
Ghana will yield her increase unto
Amen.
You.
Amen.
I have come in the name of the Lord God of Israel.
Yes.
I'm carrying God's grace upon my life.
Yes.
That grace will profit you.
Amen.
Every ministry represented here, in the name of Jesus, move to another level.
Amen.
There will be wedding ceremonies.
Amen.
There will be house dedications.
Amen.
There will be baby dedications.
Amen.
There will be joy.
Amen.
I come against sickness.
Amen.
I come against sickness.
Amen.
I come against sickness.
Amen.
This Christmas will be the best ever.
Amen.
When mothers are harvesting,
yes.
you will not be mourning.
Amen.
No envious relation
uh-huh.
will take your place.
Amen.
The God that helped me will help you.
Amen.
From today,
uh-huh.
only shouts of joy
Hallelujah.
Shall proceed from your tabernacle.
Amen.
I decree it in the name of God the Father. I decree it in the name of God the Son.
Amen.
And I decree it in the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you are here today and you have any form of sickness,
uh-huh.
I travel to the root of that sickness
uh-huh.
and I curse it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You all will hear good news.
Amen.
You are here today, you are not yet born again.
Oh, yes.
Put your right hand on your chest as I pray with you. I destroy the power of sin in your life in the name of Jesus. I set you free to serve God. I set you free to love God.
Amen.
From today, be a partaker of all that Jesus' death and resurrection provided.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wherever you are, I want you to say this prayer after me. Everybody, please, let's encourage them. So say it with them. Say,
my Father,
and my God,
and my God. I come to you today
as a sinner. Lord Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Come into my heart.
Be my Lord.
And my Savior.
Today.
I am born again.
Today.
I am saved.
I thank you, Lord.
For hearing my prayer. For I have prayed. In Jesus' name. Lord, I commit them into your hands. Please preserve and keep them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody shout a big amen.
Amen!
If you just gave your heart to Jesus, wave your hand. Wave it.
Glory to God Jesus. Glory.
Bless you.
Glory.
Now listen to me. In the Mother Summit family, I don't promote any church. In fact, you won't know the name of the church where I worship. I don't talk about any church. It's not a denominational meeting. It's not about any church. Therefore, locate any Bible-believing church around you and please be planted there.